Hello to all my friends in podcast land. Welcome to Real Life with Crystal, where we talk personal growth and leadership. I am your host, Crystal Gove, a speaker, trainer, and coach with the John Maxwell team. And I am here to do life with y'all and add value to each and every one of my listeners. So I want to thank you for joining me, and I want to welcome each and every one of you. And as I've been saying, you know, we're not actually together in person, but whenever I do these, I like to imagine that we are together in person. We've pulled up a chair around the big, huge round table, and we have settled in to talk leadership and growth and, like I said, do life together and grow together. So today I want to talk about the law of reflection, and I had mentioned in some previous ones, if you've caught those, that next couple weeks I'm going to be going through the book called The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth, Live Them and Reach Your Potential. And that is one of John Maxwell's books. And if you don't have it, I recommend you go out and grab yourself a copy. It is packed full of gold, as all of his books are. But I'm going to just be spending the next couple weeks just doing kind of snippets of what's in there, because you could spend so much time in that book. But today I want to talk about the law of reflection. And the law of reflection says, you know, learning to pause allows growth to catch up with you. And being able to stop and reflect is huge. I did not learn to do that till very late in life, and it's huge, and I'm still trying to get myself in the habit of doing it, just consistently, you know, every day and in every area of life, because, you know, following Peter F. Drucker says, follow effective action with quiet reflection. From the quiet reflection will come even more effective action. And there are some things in life that can only be learned if we are willing to stop, pause, and allow the lesson to catch up with us. And like I said, when I learned that myself, just the habit of reflecting, it is life-changing. I mean, on every level, it's just life-changing for me. And, you know, we can learn something from every experience we go through, whether it's good or bad, if we stop and reflect. And, you know, as I said, some things can only be learned if we pause and reflect. And I think that our habit, our nature in life, at least mine personally, was to just, you know, go through life, take everything as it came and not give it much thought and not learn from it. And by doing that, we lose so much. And, you know, reflection will turn experience into insight. And again, stopping, pausing, and reflecting over the experiences, good and bad, and think, what was the positives in it? What were the negatives? What did I do well? What should I have done different? And what can I learn from this? And in that, our experiences will not be wasted if we take the time to do that. You know, everyone needs a time and place to pause. And you have to be, well, unless you're not like me, but me personally, I had to be intentional about it. It was like growth. It didn't just happen. I had to intentionally decide, I'm going to do this. And, you know, reflection allows life markers to become life makers. And so, again, think of these, those big moments in life that we go through, you know, the good ones and the bad ones, the ones we didn't expect, the ones we planned, whatever it may be. There's just such a big list of what comes in that. And they can change us. They can alter us, good or bad. But if we stop and reflect on those and write it down, I'm huge on actually physically writing things down. or call me old fashioned. That's okay. But I'm hugely on actually pen and paper and writing things down. And so if we do that, those events, those life markers can become growth moments for us if we stop and reflect. And, you know, there's power in the pause. That's huge, you know. We need to, you know, because if someone is going down the wrong road, they don't need, you know, motivation to speed up and keep going. They need to stop. And that goes for you and I. And I know for me, if I have a bad experience, well, maybe it was a bad experience, but it can become something good if I pause and stop just and reflect over, okay, what happened? What did I do wrong? What should I have done different? And, you know, good questions are at the heart of reflection. And we just want to pause and reflect just, you know, at the end of the year. And I've learned to do this, and it's huge. And I get more in depth with it each year as I learn better how to do it. But, you know, just to stop and look over the past year, and there's a whole, you know, method I have for doing that. But to just stop and look over the different things, have different markers in the year that I go over, and growth moments, and what did I do, what didn't I do, and where am I now compared to where I was? And just doing that over the whole year is huge. And then, you know, reflect over that in view of going into the new year, and what do I need to do different? And then you can, you know, break that down to your weeks and, you know, get in the habit. And I'm doing pretty good at that so far, but it's still, if life gets crazy, I can easily let it go, but I don't see that as a good thing. It's like, you know, Crystal, you've got to stop and you got to pause. And usually that's, you know, that's my Sunday afternoons is usually that time. I usually plan, or Sundays, to be able to have a time where I just sit by myself somewhere and quiet and look over the week and think, what went well, what didn't go well, what should I have done different? And it's just, it is, you know, eye-opening to me when I did that, because to me, like I've spoken before, it's an accountability thing also, because I'm going to write this out and I'm going to reflect over it. And all of these things were because of choices that I made. And so to look back and think, oh, wow, and just kind of have maybe regret over, shoot, I should have spent more time on that, or I should have done this, I shouldn't have done that. And not, I don't spend time in that as allowing it to become a negative thing that drags me down, but only as in a way of reflecting and learning moving forward. That's the only time you should spend in those moments of what we would call negativity or things where we messed up. The only time that should be spent there is to think about what we did, reflect, and what we want to do moving forward, and how we can change and how we can grow from that. That's the only benefit that comes from that, and the only time and perspective that we should spend in those moments. And, you know, some general questions. If, you know, if reflecting is new to you, or just maybe off and on throughout, periodically ask ourselves, you know, the questions, am I growing daily? What am I doing to grow daily? How am I growing? If I am, how am I growing? What are the roadblocks that are keeping me from growing? What are the mindsets, the limiting beliefs? What are the things, the fears that are holding me back from growing? You know, what are the breakthroughs I need? And those are just kind of those can be applied to your daily life if you want to, but also just kind of in general, if we find ourselves getting in a place in life where we're like, okay, wait, I don't think things are going as they should. So let me just pause and stop. And I've said numerous times, you know, that there are those times that we just need to stop. Just life is crazy. There's a lot going on. And for me, I've had moments that I find myself going, whoa, what is going on? What the heck is happening? am I coming or going? What's going on? And what I've learned to do in those moments, to just stop, just, mentally think that you have turned your brain off. You have just paused. You have disconnected. And side note here, it can be done. I promise you, the world is not going to crash. Things are not going to crash if you stop and pause for a few minutes. And I challenge you to do it. I used to think that I couldn't do that and everything's going to stop. But you know what? The world will go on. So just, you know, stop and reevaluate and reflect and then move forward. Then there are some daily questions that we should be asking ourselves. And of course, I learned this from John, and it's gold. And, you know, he's shared, these are things that he asks himself every single day, which kind of blows my mind because you'd think, I mean, this person's got it together. Why would they even need to do this? But because he does this is why he's the person he is today, why he can set this example and put out these growth nuggets, which actually that sounds like an understatement, but why he is, you know, known as the number one leader. But this is why, because of these habits. And, you know, our success in life comes back to what our daily agenda is. What are those daily things we're doing? So the questions that we need to ask ourselves every day, what did I learn today? What are the potential learning moments that I had, and did I seize them and learn from them? And that's huge. You know, then how can I apply what I learned today? If we can answer that question, then take, okay, how can I apply what I learned today? And then another question, am I passing on to others what I'm learning? Because remember, we want to be a river, not a reservoir. A river, you know, things flow in, flow through. They keep flowing out. A reservoir, we're just taking it all in and not passing it on. And it's of no value when we just hold it in and do not pass on. So we want to be a river. So am I passing on what I'm learning? And these are things that we can ask ourselves every single day. If you're intentional about your growth, I mean, we're talking about getting down to the nitty gritty and being intentional and saying, okay, I'm going to do this. These are the things that we need to be asking ourselves every day. And it's worth the trouble to do it. And, you know, because all of this is going to lead to us becoming the person that we were created to be, living into our full potential as we were created, using those gifts that we were gifted with. You know, because it's ultimately not about me, myself, and I. It's about what we were created to do, to give to others, to add value to others. And as I've also said before, and I say this numerous times, somebody out there is needing to hear your story, your voice. They are waiting on you to use the gifts that you were given. And when you think about that, that should be staggering. I mean, it was to me, because it was like, you know what? This is not about, you know, me. I don't, you know, this is about what I was created to do, what I was gifted, what I was entrusted with. And I do not want to waste what I was entrusted with. Because, you know, it's like a gift. And so what are you doing with the gifts that you were giving? What are you giving with those talents? There's somebody out there that is waiting on you to use them. You know, and that's just huge. So it's worth it to go through that trouble. And it's a lot of steps. And this was actually only touching, you know, just the surface of, you know, reflection, but, you know, it's a lot of questions and it takes extra time. I mean, it really does to do that reflection and have that reflection process and to do it every day, to do it at the end of the week. It takes discipline, at least it does for me, to make myself do that. But when you continue to do those things, they become a habit. And so, yes, it's a lot of work and it's a lot of questions and it may not be fun. It may be uncomfortable and you may want to just be like, you know what, this ain't worth it. But I promise you it's worth it. And that's why most people don't do it. Most people will not take that time. because it's hard. You know, anything worth having is hard. It's, you know, it's challenging, but that's, you know, the beauty of it is that's where we grow and it's worth it. And so it is worth the trouble to do these steps and take this time of reflection. So how do we apply this? You know, and I've actually kind of covered that. If you're not doing the reflecting, you know, create a place where you can do that. Create, if possible, but, you know, create a spot that you will, you know, that's where you're going to sit and do your reflecting. And schedule a time to do it. You know, is it going to be at the end of the week? You're going to evaluate and reflect over your week. At the end of the day, before you call it a day, are you going to sit down and reflect over your day? At the end of the year, are you going to reflect over your past year? We need to do those things intentionally, but even deeper than that, get in the habit of doing it throughout the day. When we have those big moments in life, or something does not go as planned, or something goes better than planned, to just get yourself in the habit of thinking, wait, what did I do well? Where did I mess up? Where should I have done different? And what can I learn from this? And especially in those moments when we think we have completely epically failed, that's huge to stop and reflect over that, because it's only a fail if we do not learn from it and if we just brush it under the carpet and don't allow it to grow us. But it is not a fail if we learn from it. And you know, the learning is in the fail, so to speak. So, you know, ask yourself, where do I need to grow? And allow these thoughts to challenge you. Have you created that place to reflect? Have you scheduled that time? And are you creating this habit? And if not, I challenge you to start implementing that in your life, in your day, your personal life, your business life, if you're in ministry, all those areas. And take the time to pause and reflect and allow the growth to catch up with you. It is worth it. You are worth it. The world awaits you. There's somebody waiting for you to use your goal, your gifts. There's somebody waiting to hear your story. So it's worth it to reflect and grow through those moments, big and small. And you are worth it. So till next time, be well, my friends.